It's a writing challenge. Change of plans. Today on The Right Focus. The current project stage is rough shape, which means I'm taking all my original ideas, the 5,000 plus, and forming them into scenes and sequels. This is the kind of thing that turns a phrase into a whole paragraph, or a paragraph into 6 or 7 pages. I have about 6 handwritten pages today. My number of words is 1,760, which is 35% of my weekly goal and 23% of my total goal of 33,000 words. Writers constantly evolve their writing process, even as they hark back to their earliest days as a writer, and especially as they hark back to failures. The process should evolve. When things aren't working, switch it up. Give a new method 3 or 4 days. If it's not working, try another and another until you hit one where the words will flow once you're about 7 minutes into the day's writing. For April, I'm writing my next novel under the pseudonym Remy Black. This is a drastic change of plan. I had decided that I would write another book for Remy Black in the Austera series, To Wield a Fae-Sharpened Sword, followed by To Kindle a Dragon's Fire and Dance to Bone-Edged Music. Those titles may change. However, writers have to look long-term, and Remy Black is a pseudonym that I want to ride long-term. That's lesson 5. Remy needs some help. What kind of help? Well, draw-ins, if that's a word. It's definitely the answer. Patty Jansen gives new writers excellent advice in her 3-part series, Self-Publishing Unboxed. One bit that she advises, basically, is not becoming too tied to one world. She describes her method. Write a trilogy and put it up. Write another unrelated trilogy. Write a third. While writing a fourth trilogy, see which series is catching on and write another book for it. Most self-publishers write an early book, shorter than others, which gives a taste of the world they've built. They push this short book out to readers through an email list or a book funnel or a freebie or an inexpensive price. The purpose is to lure in readers with the first book and hope they continue with the series. The short book is called The Lost Leader, or sometimes called Reader Magnet. A reader magnet only works with a backlist, which is other longer novels at a higher price. I'm 3 novels into my Fae-marked Wizard series, which I originally called simply the Enclave series. I've learned that series titles need to be catchy. Fae-marked sounds catchy. All 3 novels are over 100,000 words. Time and length remove them from running as a reader magnet. So, I need a reader magnet for the Fae-marked series. Reader magnets need to have connections to other books in the series. For some books, finding a connected character to drive the story is relatively easy. Yet I wanted to change the tone of the books and find a character with straightforward issues, not all the angst that Austera has in the Fae-marked Wizard. I started thinking about all of this months ago, actually last summer, when I was struggling with that book. Lesson 6 is that you need to gather up ideas and let them swirl around before you act on them. The results will be richer than what you would have jumped into. In yesterday's entry, I discussed business and creativity, odd companions. In considering a reader magnet, I jumbled up both business and creativity and let the need steep for a while. In the meantime, struggling with that book, I wrote ideas and scenes for another book, wrote ideas and scenes for the book I'm working on now, wrote ideas and scenes for another project, just trying to figure out what was wrong with that. In all of my deciding for business, I knew I needed to write another Fae-marked book. It's been a year since the last one was published. This summer, I have deadlines for other books under a different pseudonym, which means no time for the Remy Black book unless I do it now. Those long 100,000 word books take 3 times as long as the books for my other pseudonym. Deciding to write a reader magnet to help more people find the series was one part of my business decision. Another part of the business decision is bundling 3 books. People like deals. Book bundling can offer several books at a lower price, offering them as if they were on sale. 3 books tied together could easily be bundled. 3 short books bundled together can be the length of the other Fae-marked books. As for creativity, here's the spark. The Fae-marked Wizard series forms an epic with a somber tone. Last year, my creative muse started erupting ideas with brighter tones, which are a definite indication of my happier life. The creative muse dreamed up the idea of the Fae-marked world. I should have been working on another book, that 96,000 book that I finally published in January after starting in June. To help me, the Muse launched a couple of other stories, giving me something to dream about while I worked through the issues that were slowing the other book down. I didn't know until end of August that I needed to add a new character. I worked through a lot of the foundation and visioning stages for the story, then sketched a few scenes. Then I did that for the other project that I had ideas for. About 6 weeks ago, as I finished the 96,000 word opus and launched into the next book, I realized that I needed another Remy Black. And the creative muse said, "Look, here, I've given you the answer already. I'm a prophet," she said the last, very smugly. So, for business and creativity, I'm writing the first of three short books with a third level character from the original Fae Marked series. The tone for the Fae Marked world will be much lighter. The length will be 30,000 to 35,000 bundled, that's 110,000 words, and the project will be 1,000 words for 30 days. My biz goal is determined. My creativity is spiked. I get to play with To Wield the Wind. Change of plans launched. What did I use as inspiration to start writing today? I pulled from Anne Enright. The way to write a book is to actually write a book. A pen is useful. Tapping is also good. That, quote, put me in a great mood for writing today. I concluded with, writing is an act of faith, not a trick of grammar, which is from E.B. White. Thanks for listening to The Write Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by M.A. Lee, with assistance from Remy Black and Edie Ruins, all from Writers, Inc. Books. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Show notes for this and other episodes can be found on thewritefocus.blogspot.com. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com. Our podcast episodes are running short this month, but usually they last as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. Daily in April, we're bookcasting Write a Book in a Month by Remy Black, 2 in the trilogy Inspiration for Writers, copyright 2020. Take lessons from today's episode and write on.